Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. Today we're going to share some lead generation tips for introverts. Perhaps you're introverted, or maybe someone on your team is introverted and they need a way that they can generate leads for their business. So in reality, you have extroverts and you have introverts. Extroverts are people who get their energy by being around other people. Introverts, on the other hand, sometimes they're shy. They're not always shy though, but they get their energy from within. And they are exhausted or drained by being around a lot of people. Let me just give you some examples. I know I have some extrovert friends, and if you keep them alone in isolation, they are miserable. They need to be around other people constantly to be happy. Then you have introverts. Introverts are quite content spending a lot of time alone. And if you put them around large numbers of people for long periods of time, it completely drains their energy. It doesn't mean they're scared to talk to people. It just means their energy comes from within. So now you know the difference between an extrovert and an introvert. If you are an introvert or you know one and you want to generate some leads, these are some simple things that you can do. Number one, you can mail postcards. I love postcards because they're simple. If you can put a stamp on a postcard and put a label on a postcard, you can be successful promoting any type of business. What you want to do is you want to pick a niche. That's the group of people that you want to focus on, your target market. You want to have a good postcard. Keep in mind, it does not need to be beautiful. It needs to have a good marketing message on it. That's the most important part of a postcard, followed by the list of people that you're mailing it to. And then you need a simple offer or something that you can entice people to visit your website or call a toll-free number or email you. I recommend that you mail postcards every day. If this is your strategy, instead of mailing 1,000 one time, mail 30 a day for 30 days and give yourself time to succeed. Postcards have kind of a slow turnaround time. So if you mail a postcard, someone may receive it. They may put it on their fridge or put it on their desk for 30, 60, 90 days before they respond. Now, some people can respond quickly, but just keep in mind there's more of that lag time with postcards. Number two is email marketing. Anybody can do email marketing. What you want to do is you want to build a list and you want to have an autoresponder. You want to send everyone to your capture page so they can type in their name and email. They can be added to your list in your autoresponder. Keep in mind, I'm not talking about spamming a million random strangers. I'm talking about building a list of people who give you permission to email them, who requested more information, and you have a drip campaign or a follow-up campaign that stays in touch with them every day or every couple days. The next thing you can do is write articles. This is one of my favorite ways to get articles. I've written almost 3,000 articles between my two websites. But if you have a blog, or you can do a guest post on someone else's blog, or you can write articles for article directories or on Quora or anywhere online, even LinkedIn lets you post articles on their site. And on Facebook, you could even do an article as a long form post, as some people call it. So articles are good because the power of the written word is still effective. Yes, a lot of people gravitate towards video, but articles still get read every day. They're still extremely powerful, and it's a great way to position yourself. And then at the end of your article, you can have a little bio section with your relevant websites or links that you want to send people to. The next thing you can do is paid advertising, and you can do any type of paid advertising. You could do pay-per-click. You could do banner ads. You could mail the postcards. You could do newspaper advertising. It really doesn't matter, but paid advertising is great because you don't have to really go out there and talk to people and be overly social. Just make sure that you track your results and you do it consistently. If you're just going to advertise one time and hope that it's going to work, you're going to fail. Most advertising needs to be done several times before it turns out to be effective. Next, we have texting. You definitely want to educate yourself on local texting laws. And if it makes sense to you and your business, but consider using bulk texting. There's lots of rules and regulations and laws about it. So make sure you are an educated business person so you don't do something that gets you in hot water. But the best source of texting that I've found is to text your current and former customers. Next, we have flyers. You can hand out flyers or you can leave them in public places. You can even mail flyers. You don't need to talk to anyone when you give out flowers. That's funny. When you give out flyers, you can even just say, take this, or you can leave them on people's windshields. What I recommend you do, though, is if you're going to give out flyers, you figure out who your target market is, and then you focus on where you can find those people in mass quantities. Next, we have drop cards and business cards. You could spend a couple hours once a week and go out and hand out 400 or 500 business cards, or you could leave drop cards in public places. A drop card is basically the size of a business card, except it has a marketing message on it rather than your personal credentials, your name, your email, your phone number. You can also include drop cards in business cards in all outgoing mail. Finally, you can put a car magnet on your vehicle, or you can wrap your vehicle as some people do, and this can help promote your business. Make sure that your car magnet is large font. It's easy to read. It's very simple. And you send people to a website or to a sizzle number or to a phone number that they can call or text. So these are just a few of my lead generation tips for introverts. I recommend you pick one or two strategies at a time on this list. Get really good at them. Learn everything you can about them, rather than spread yourself too thin and try too many different strategies at once right out the gate. But lead generation is an important aspect of any business. And if you're an introvert, you can do it. You can still be successful. You're probably just going to use some different strategies than someone who's more extroverted than you are. So I hope you got some value out of today's training. If you did, please check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I appreciate you watching. I do post a new video every day, so please check back often. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.